The Annals of Family Medicine reports this week that women who have had one or two miscarriages are nearly 20% more likely to have a risk of heart disease later in life. And researchers recommend that doctors should ask women about pregnancy loss when screening for cardiovascular disease. But that conversation is not an easy one. While more than one in seven pregnancies result in a miscarriage, the topic is still taboo for many women. To learn more about the facts, we're joined by Dr. Michael Green, who's head of obstetrics at Massachusetts General Hospital. Doctor, welcome.
Thank you.
Well, how common are miscarriages these days?
Well, miscarriages are very common, much more common than most people appreciate. Approximately 15% or roughly one in seven of all recognized pregnancies ends as a miscarriage. The vast majority of those occur in the first trimester of pregnancy, in the first 12 to 13 weeks, with a very small percentage occurring beyond that.
When you say more common than most people appreciate, that may be because nobody ever talks about them, do they?
I think you're right. I think it's something that most people are, I don't know whether they're embarrassed or, but they don't talk about them very commonly. But given the frequency with which they occur, it's a truth that virtually every woman has either had one or has a friend who has had one. But just women just don't like to talk about it much. I think those of us who are not women sometimes underestimate the degree of trauma that it causes. And people just frequently don't like to talk about it.
Well, talk about that, the trauma that it causes, because you've obviously dealt with this with many women of your patients. What kind of trauma does it cause them emotionally?
Well, I think it's easy for us healthcare providers who see this so commonly, it's easy for us to underestimate the importance of this in a patient's life. We understand from our perspective as healthcare professionals that it's not the end of the world. It doesn't mean that the patient's never going to be able to have a successful pregnancy. But nonetheless, it's a loss, and the loss can be just as intense as the loss of any other person or loved one that the patient has met.
So is it becoming more common for women to have miscarriages as women have children at older ages?
Yes, there is a strong relationship between risk of first trimester miscarriage and maternal age. About 50% of all early miscarriages are the result of a major chromosomal abnormality that occurs the instant that the sperm and egg unite to create a new embryo. The vast majority of those chromosomal abnormalities result in miscarriages. And as women get older, it's more common for their ovaries to make errors when they make eggs and produce eggs that have an abnormal number of chromosomes, which when fertilized become embryos with abnormal numbers of chromosomes.
And if you're dealing with, let's say, a 45-year-old woman who has had a miscarriage, is that person more or less likely, or is it just the same chance that they will have another miscarriage if they try again to get pregnant?
There's two answers. One is that having had a miscarriage does put a woman at any age at greater risk of having a second miscarriage. The risk goes up a little bit. So if the first miscarriage was about a 15% likelihood, the second miscarriage is about 18%, the third miscarriage about 22%. Hmm. But there it plateaus. And even after, you know, 4, 5, 6 miscarriages, the risk of yet another miscarriage is still only 22 to 25%, with obviously the inverse of that being the probability of not having a miscarriage. Now, for women that you posit who's 45, that's sort of at the really sort of extreme end, if you will, of reproduction. For a woman who's 45, the probability that a pregnancy won't result in a miscarriage is about 10%.
Is there any treatment for miscarriage or treatment to prevent it from happening in the first place?
To answer that question, we have to talk a little bit in a little more detail about the times when women have miscarriages. So first trimester miscarriage is really a different kind of a problem fundamentally from later miscarriages. So we started out by talking about the most common kind, which is in the first trimester, and I think I told you that 50% of those are due to chromosomal abnormalities.
Right.
Of the other 50%, we know the cause for only a minor fraction. So maybe of the 100% of all pregnancies, 50% result as chromosomal abnormalities and miscarriages. Another 10% are caused by autoimmune type problems. But there's a fair percentage of miscarriages that we are never able to establish a cause for. So for the first trimester miscarriages, it's highly controversial as to whether there is any effective treatment for any of those causes of miscarriage. One of the hypotheses was that if you took women who had repeated miscarriages due to chromosomal abnormalities and you performed in vitro fertilization for them, and with the in vitro fertilization you used what's called pre-implantation genetic diagnosis, PGD, by that you could select embryos that are known to be chromosomally normal for replacement into the uterus, that you could reduce the risk of miscarriage and improve their probability of live birth. It's very logical, and it seems like a good idea. However, in what I believe still remains to be the only randomized trial of that strategy, there was ultimately not a greater success rate of live birth using that strategy, at least in part because so many embryos were damaged by the pre-implantation genetic diagnosis process.
So what about for younger women, Dr. Green, who maybe have a miscarriage at 25 or 26 and really worry and start to get concerned that they're not going to be able to have children? What do you tell them about that? Or do they understand that this is a normal part of life and it happens to a lot of women?
Well, some women do appreciate that, and our job is to make sure that all women appreciate that the vast the majority of the probability after a single miscarriage is that their next pregnancy will be successful. And we our job as professionals is to try to help bring them that sense of perspective and encourage them to anticipate that their next pregnancy will go normally.
Dr. Michael Green is Chief of Obstetrics at Massachusetts General Hospital. Dr. Green, thank you for joining us.
You're quite welcome. Thank you.
And tomorrow on Here and Now, we'll hear from a woman who's had several miscarriages but did end up having two successful pregnancies.
When you find out you're pregnant, from the moment you find out, I think you immediately start planning for the future. This is a baby to you. A lot of times, doctors will talk about miscarriages in very clinical terms. The medical terminology that they use is a spontaneous abortion, which when a doctor tells you that that's what's happened, that has a very emotional impact on you because your initial thought is, no, that's not what this is. I wanted this baby very much. And so when you lose that pregnancy, they'll tell you this is very common and it happens all the time. I think a lot of times it's downplayed a bit, but you know, to the parents, it's a real loss. You've lost your baby.